It's the Bob and Tom Show.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
The room just got a lot more handsome with the arrival of that man, Todd McComas. Look at that fella. Former police officer.
Thank you.
The United States Marines called, and he answered the call. And then wearing the patriotic tank top, I couldn't remember what those were called. It's Pat McAfee.
Hi, team.
Good to see you, Pat.
Hi. Hey, fellas, guys.
Hey, Pat, two things I want to get right to.
Yeah.
Well, as a former NFL player, you probably didn't get to watch a lot of games on TV.
I watched a lot of games during my career.
Yeah, but you'd watch them, and you'd be at the complex watching a video of various plays.
Yeah.
You didn't get to watch them on traditional broadcast television as a general rule. So when you were at the complex in the world of the NFL, they don't have commercials. That would be pretty. That'd be pretty funny, though, if they go, all right, Andrew.
In the middle of game film, yeah, I'm surprised the NFL hasn't done that yet.
Hey, listen, Andrew, we're gonna watch that play where you got your ass kicked. But first, we got this commercial for Chrysler.
I know. Imagine if like Ferrari got that would be smart because all the NFL guys got money. That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
This Tom, week's highlights brought to you by Bentley.
Yeah. Yeah, not the greatest car, by the way. I own one. It's not that great.
Really?
Yeah. One's for sale, actually.
I was going to say, when you buy a Bentley, you're supposed to buy two. One to drive, while the other one's in the repair shop.
Oh, I didn't
see. The other one's for parts.
Yeah.
Parts.
Well, I'm only driving one, and it's for sale, if anybody's listening.
Okay.
Todd.
Now, we have
an
interesting story out of the NFL.
Give that away.
In the world of broadcast football, the NFL will not be featuring commercials for Cialis and what was it?
Viagra,
because apparently those drugs are about to go generic.
Ah, it's about time.
And so you won't be, as Jeff Oskey pointed out earlier, watching football with his then 9-year-old son trying to explain what ED is. Mm-hmm. And as Josh pointed out,
as you just say, it's E.T.'s brother.
E.T.'s brother.
Real easy.
Yeah.
His more flaccid brother.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so those will not be in the.
I'm sick of parents.
What?
Are you? Yeah, sick of them.
They just don't understand.
What am I going to tell my kids about Viagra? Well, you're going to tell them that daddy couldn't get hard, and if he did, he wouldn't have had you. That's what I think this story would have been right there.
That's why your middle name is Viagra.
Yeah.
That's why your sister is Alice. See Alice? She wouldn't be here. There we go. That's a variation of Dennis Miller's joke. Sorry, Dennis. So, yeah, here's the story. Advertising Age says the makers of Viagra and Cialis have declined to buy any ads in NFL games for the coming season. Now, do you guys know who the pioneer, the first person to do a television ad for any of those drugs was?
I'm really trying.
You should know this, Todd. You're a man of a certain age.
Jimmy Johnson.
The actual TV itself?
He did.
On television, the first guy to do it was not Jimmy Johnson.
I'm not allowed to answer, right?
You're not allowed to answer.
Okay. I do not know.
Oh,
you know?
Chick knows.
Do you know Josh?
Well, yeah, I knew, and we had already discussed it.
For those that are just joining us.
No, I knew that. Yeah, Bob Dole.
Oh, could you answer the phone?
What the hell is a Bob Dole? Yes.
Hello. Bob and Tom Show.
Good morning, this is Bob Dole.
Oh, hi.
Now, Bob, for those not familiar with your work, you were a senator, also a distinguished American, a great war hero, a man who received the Purple Heart, among other great awards. Mm-hmm. Fine, upstanding American.
An Emmy and an Oscar.
Fought during World War II. He did not receive an Emmy. He got real awards for real men that actually endangered the. I'm sorry. Sir, you were also very boldly the first one. Were you doing the Viagra or the Levitra?
I was doing the Viagra back then, 94 years old. Going to be 94 years old in about a month. I was in my 70s then.
Uh-huh. How's the Viagra going?
Heard you talking. Pardon me?
I think maybe. Sorry.
You're talking with Babe Ruth a while ago. You're talking to Babe Ruth a while ago about big bats and flying balls.
Right.
Home run derby.
Yes.
I know a little bit about both of those, big bats and flying balls, as the spokesperson for Viagra. Bob Dole did a Pepsi TV ad with Britney Spears.
Oh, that's right.
You see that?
Oh, I know who he is.
Yeah,
so do you refer to yourself in the third person then when you say? Yeah,
that's right. If Bob Dole would have had Britney Spears shaking her tail feather in front of him all the time, I wouldn't have need Viagra. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, Winnie Dole likes boner Bob Dole, I'll tell you that right now.
All right.
That's right, she does. And I'll tell you something. Oh, hold on. I got to speak to some American people here and take care of business.
Okay, good.
Welcome to Walmart.
Mr. Dole is not at Walmart. Okay, thank you very much.
Disrespectful.
But
he's
so what does that
he's
mean?
He's still alive.
Pills are going generic.
It means that the whatever the
patent,
is it a patent or trademark or copyright or whatever? I guess it's the patent is has expired, and they'll be able to be a generic version.
It becomes public, so it's
so like
cheaper.
We could hop on that.
No. If you had the right scientists and chemists and labs, yes, you could then make your own.
I could make my own boner pills?
If you really
were to using that exact formula.
Todd.
Yes?
Find somebody that can do this for us. What do we need? One scientist?
Oh, we need good scientist.
One scientist?
And some mixing bowls.
You call him Boomstick Bomber.
And probably about $800 million.
Oh, that seems like a lot of money. But that teacher from whatever high school we plucked this scientist out of. You know what scientists do? They either cure cancer, make drugs, or teach high school?
Sure, yeah.
We need a high school teacher, one of that.
Like Walter White.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you're better off, as Jack Nicholson said in The Easy Rider, I've got my store-boughts. Really no need to make your own. But there are, you ever see those people that, I can make a burger just like a McDonald's burger. Really?
Oh, I love those guys.
The ones at McDonald's are awfully good. They're probably cheaper by the time you get all the ingredients.
That's true.
Make it yourself.
You know, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, though, at home are nothing like
true. There are some items you just got to go.
You can't make the fries. So
I do love a McDonald's burger.
Yeah. Oh man!
So it's going. Yeah. But anyway, so the pills are going generic. But what we don't know is will they be still be prescription? Because you have to get a prescription, right?
I think
yes,
for
they
the
will.
Generic,
they
will
still
be.
Will be. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and then also we don't know. They'll have different names, right?
Right. It depends on the active ingredient in each.
I would guess they will never be over the counter because of all the warning things about heart.
I think that's a safe guess.
So a doctor's got to check you out beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, and who'd ever heard of a 4-hour erection? Well, other than every high school kid. except for me.
Your
I went to all-boys school. It was pretty flaccid. And
those are weird days, those days. You know?
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, those, your penis is just screaming at you for no reason.
Just those stubborn, out of nowhere.
Yeah, like right there on the bus, out of nowhere.
Every morning.
Yeah. It's like Grace, it was crazy.
Is it? Man.
Those days were crazy.
Did you know that was happening?
No. I I remember one specific instance, but that's it.
You were playing horseshoes.
No.
Bobby.
I was in gym class, and some kid poked me on the back, and I turned around, and it was there. And I said, put that thing away. No one wants to see that.
2017, that kid's in jail.
Probably. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Sure, that kid's in jail.
Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me.
Life ruined.
You know him.
Hey, okay. I found out one of my prom dates got arrested for staging a robbery a couple weeks ago, so you know.
Respect.
Really? What do you mean staging a robbery?
He just did all the blocking. You're going to stand here. You're going to park the car here.
No.
Here's the green screen. He put a green screen on.
No, he's not that smart. He and his buddy set up a fake robbery to try to rob the place where his buddy was working.
Oh. A fake robbery.
Yeah.
Why a fake
one of those?
No, his buddy, apparently his buddy was in on it. And of course he squealed as soon as the cops found him. Yeah.
So it was just an inside job.
Yeah, apparently.
Huh.
Oh, inside
but like apparently like they had a whole act like with witnesses and
so the robbery never happened. This guy actually just took the cash. They acted like they
were
robbed.
What was the fatal mistake there, Pat? They involve too many people.
Too many people. You can't trust anybody these days.
Yeah, that's true.
The streets are talking.
Somebody's going to rat.
Yeah.
This is why
I think
Kennedy assassination theories fall apart when you go. You can't get one person.
That's right. That's
let alone the 40.
Well, when you kill a lot of the people involved.
No.
That's exactly right.
But he was normal in high
school. Part of covering up. Yeah.
Todd caught a guy that was robbing the same bank like 15 times or something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit it 3 times in a row.
Well, 15 seems a little bit.
Well, total 6.
Yeah,
so it was a lot.
Same bank 6.
Within what type of time frame?
Well, he hit it once, right? And so we had surveillance footage or whatever. So I hit up the parole department, and I'm like, "Hey, who do you have that was released from federal prison recently for bank robbery?" And they sent me 3 people, and I'm like, "Oh, that's the guy right there." And I looked into it. He had hit that same bank 3 times before. That's why he was in prison.
Okay.
So, same bank.
The well was not running dry.
Yeah. And I watched he hit it a second time before. I couldn't find the guy. I'm looking all over the place. And he hit a second time. And I could see in the video, like you could tell him from the witness accounts, he would leave his car unlocked and running. Like he would just go out and quickly open it without using a key or a fob or anything and get inside and drive off. So, I set up on this bank forever. Just waiting, doing surveillance. And I had this plan where when he went in the bank, I was just going to drive in, sneak in, and lock his car and take the keys out.
Okay.
So he would be stuck on the outside of the bank. Well, that would be hilarious, right?
Good idea.
That's a huge hole in his plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then,
so what happened?
Well, I set up on it for weeks upon weeks, and he doesn't show up, and I'm about to get divorced because I'm never home. And then so I called my buddy, and I'm like, hey, will you set up on the bank today, sit behind the doctor's office across the street, and watch it because I got to go home one night this week. And he's like, sure. Sure enough, the guy hits
that night
at the end of the day there. And I had talked the bank into putting a dye pack in there, and the dye pack also has CS gas in it. So when it goes off, it's like tear gas in your car.
Oh.
Blue paint everywhere. So there's this awesome video of my buddy Louie. Parks like Wyatt Earp. He just blocks the street, pulls out when the guy's pulling out of the bank, and he gets out of his car, and you can see it from behind from his dash cam. He's just walking down the street with his gun out toward this car, makes it stop, and right when it comes to a stop, you just see the car just fills with blue dye, and the guy comes stumbling, falling out of the car. He's crying. He's got tear gas all over him.
I like the scene in Raising Arizona when it goes off in the car.
Yes.
The dye pack.
Yeah. So the guy went back to jail.
Yeah, and he was a huge dude. That's why it was easy to pick up.
So why did he keep going back to the same bank? Is it the if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
He was
theory?
Getting a lot of money out of this bank. Had some really bad guidelines. Yeah, like every teller had access to the vault.
Do you think by the sixth robbery they were treating him like just a regular customer? Hey, Phil.
I mean, let's get to the thing. Todd couldn't find this guy. Yeah. Why not, Todd? Why couldn't you find him?
I couldn't find him. I saw there was a connection in Bowling Green, Kentucky to a person. This guy was... he was a gay guy who had a lover in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I kept seeing where this guy was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in a riverboat casino. So he was kind of the sugar daddy to this guy. So I never could catch him in route. And then this time when my buddy Louie stops him, we get to process the car, there is a sack that has 24 cheeseburgers from McDonald's in it.
Attaboy.
And during the interview, I was like, Lloyd, what was the deal with all the cheeseburgers? And he goes, well, it's about... a four-hour drive from the bank to Bowling Green. I don't want to have to stop. And I get really hungry.
Six cheeseburgers an hour?
24 cheeseburgers from there to Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Apparently, bank robbers love that dollar menu. He's a monster.
It's a steal.
Who doesn't, literally. Yeah.
Wow. That's a great
who does?
Todd McComb.
Believe it or not, we have more Bob and Tom Extra next.
Keep it up forever. Under the hot lights while the gaffers drank their coffee and the fluffers did their nails. He was a freak of nature. He was bigger than the evergreens that stood beside his San Fernando trailer. And all the big producers told him he was hot. Now he's not. He can't show them what he's got. He can't do the money shot. Hot. Now he's not. He can do the money shot, 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 shot. Boom. The money shot. He grew up in Nebraska. Saved his money mowing lawns so he could go out west. Cause he always liked the movies. He couldn't act and get called back till one day at the county pool. A talent agent discovered him, said he had the stuff. Told him he was hot. Now he's not. He can't show him what he's got. He can't do the money shot. Hot. Now he's not. He can do the money shot, 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 shot.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee holding his head, hoping it won't explode right across the way here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Meeting Jeff Oskey has joined us in the studio along with Josh Arnold and the lovely Grace. Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Once again, Chick has pointed out whenever you say, hey, well, Grace.
Good job, Grace.
Sounds like you're being sarcastic to someone who stumbled.
My nickname in high school was Disgrace, if that helps.
Disgrace, dat grace.
Whatever grace you want.
Yeah, whatever grace you want. I
that
survive.
Really reflects on the creativity of your classmates.
Yeah.
Actually, more than.
I went to a public school church.
Did you ever get asked to say grace?
God. Too
the
many
blessing.
Times.
The blessing. The blessing.
Grace, will you say grace?
Shut up.
No, that's
I'm not bitter.
That's a few years in purgatory. Let's just
I'm
move on.
Actually, wouldn't it be disgrace when you say grace?
We have to move on. We have Chick
painful
McGee at the sports desk.
I can't believe that they finally figured out what happened to Amelia Earhart. That's great news, Josh.
Yes. Officially
they got an actual
announced
photo, and yeah. Right,
that she was kidnapped by the Japanese.
No, actually, the...
That's right.
Now, you guys both fell for this last week, and I said it was obviously ridiculous.
I believe I said, oh, isn't that compelling?
And it's not compelling.
No,
it was
here's what Josh and I do. We have conversations where I offer an idea, he listens, he offers another idea,
no, they had
we
that
talk about it instead of him standing behind a dais giving me an address.
The History Channel, they had this corpulent facial recognition expert.
Oh, my
sorry,
God.
All
he
I recognize.
Overweight. Well, that's got something to do with his
all I recognize is the cheesecake. If you saw this picture, it's this really blurry picture, and he goes, well, clearly, I have five categories, and this was like the second to the top category.
What is it about this that set you off? Because this is one of those things
because it was
that you're taking such delight in.
No, because here's the thing.
But you
conspiracy theorists all want everything in the world to make sense. They can't stand the fact that there might be a random event in the world, like say you're flying from here
to
here, and there's thousands of miles of ocean, and people go, "How could the plane disappear?" Well, it's real easy.
You can't listen to anybody else's ideas and actually go, huh, I wonder, that might be true.
No, it was so blatantly phony.
There you go.
A researcher in Japan went through some archives, and after 45 minutes or 30 minutes, he found the same picture with a date on it 3 years prior to the crash of Amelia Earhart. So,
it was a Japanese man that did that?
Yeah.
So a Japanese man doesn't want to admit that the Japanese may have kidnapped
Yeah, that's right. That's right, because he's sleeping with Bigfoot. I forgot that. There's a photograph of him
and
with
dating,
Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby in Vegas on the Strip in 1962.
Dating a photo, putting a date on a photo and aging the ink and stuff, that wouldn't be, that'd be a tough...
Well, that's impossible.
That's impossible.
Yeah, obviously.
It's a photo. It's like a certificate of baseball. Sports memorabilia.
No, I think
it says it's authentic.
I don't think you're expanding the theory enough. Clearly, this he's an alien, and he was sent down here.
We're talking
1922, resemblance to Babe Ruth is uncanny. In any event, the History Channel stepped on their giant historical dick, and they're going to have to change the name of the channel to the Fake History Channel.
Is Bourdain on the History Channel? I didn't know that.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I love Anthony
Bourdain. The giant
Bourdain.
Dick is what I'm thinking.
Funny. Yeah.
Chick, did you see what Bourdain said about Baby Driver?
Oh, yeah, I know. F Baby Driver. Yeah,
he's right.
He's right.
Did you
even
see it?
I don't have to.
No,
gosh.
I don't need another stupid car chase movie. And that awful song from the movie is the most viewed YouTube video in history. Can we find everyone who watched it more than once and prevent them from voting?
Which one's that? There was a song from that movie?
The Wiz Khalifa thing with the tribute.
That's from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that's the wrong
See You
thing.
Again.
Yeah.
It's a lovely song.
That's
you got the wrong movie.
Could we...
Okay. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, guys. It's Peyton.
Hey, Peyton. Hey, listen, good luck tonight hosting the ESPYs.
As
you can tell, I'm just, a little nervous. Even though I've been on TV a million times, baked beans, foot, tube top. Just not quite sure how to maybe go about this.
It's Omaha.
Called you guys. I need some jokes.
Oh.
Hey, Eli.
Oh.
Sorry to chime in, but I heard you sort of worried about the big ESPY thing tonight. Said you need some jokes. Well, I just don't want to try to wing this like you've done your entire career, Eli. This is serious. Well, if you need jokes, Bub, I'd suggest just taking your cap off. You got an HBO special right there on your forehead alone.
Wow.
Oh, stink bait, pie crust, boondock. Yeah, rather than use a teleprompter, I'm guessing they'll just broadcast the entire script right there on your forehead, baby. Use that bad boy as a big old projection screen. Hey, Eli, why don't you come out with me and play guitar tonight? Guitar? I don't play guitar. Well, I swore I saw you in concert one time. If it wasn't you playing guitar, who else was throwing all those picks? Oh, spit cup. Die hard. Post-scoop. Corn dog. Guys, keep it down. Your dad's trying to sleep. Sorry, Mama. Reverse mortgage. Guys, I'll see you tonight on TV.
Thanks, Peyton.
Wow.
Thanks, Eli.
And thank you, Mama.
Thanks, Mrs.
Mama.
Thanks, Mrs. Manning.
Here's something else you
won't
care for.
We have something else in sports that's exciting.
International Olympic Committee. Now listen to this, and I'm not taking questions, okay? You know what this means. It's a confusing story, and I don't have a beat on it yet. Maybe Josh can help us out with this.
Okay. Because
he listens to conversation.
Okay.
You don't, okay?
Amelia Earhart.
The International Olympic Committee has tentatively awarded the 2024 and 2028 Summer Games to Los Angeles and Paris, while allowing the two cities to select their hosting year. IOC members voted unanimously
to
seek it. What did I just say?
Me first. No, me first. Le me first.
If LA and Paris can't come to an agreement on hosting order, only the 2024 rights will be voted on when the IOC next meets in September.
So where are the next summer games?
Tokyo, right? Is that 2020?
All right.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
My first pair of track shoes.
What?
Adidas Tokyos. The blue ones. Never mind.
Huh.
No, I know about the Mexico 66. I know those.
Yeah, the famous Tokyos. They were the blue felt.
Or is that Onitsuka's Tiger? Hey, Charlie Puth says...
Puth?
Is it Charlie Puth?
That's the song I'm talking about.
Says when he joined YouTube in 2007, he was hoping to make a video that would get 10,000 views. See You Again, his collaboration with Wiz Khalifa, just became the most viewed.
And you know what it beat
YouTube
out?
YouTube video ever. 2 million
style,
more.
Right?
Oh, my God.
It beat out Gangnam Style, my favorite song.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Horsey dance. Did you see it when he...
Tommy Lasorda?
I don't like that.
Did you see when he came out live on Saturday Night Live, unannounced, doing that song?
Oh, what's his name?
The Gangnam Style song.
Yeah. Psy, that's his name. God, no, I missed that.
Why do you like that again? Really?
The goofy dance. It's funny.
It's like pineapple.
Now the sappy, he died doing what he loved, driving into a tree and exploding.
Oh, my God. Video.
Actually, he wasn't even driving Paul Walker,
good
he
choice.
Left us too soon.
He had a child.
His family sued the manufacturer of the car because the guy was driving it too fast. Oh, and it was the car's fault.
What did Paul Walker ever do to you?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Just his own. You live by the sword. You die by the sword. You don't complain about it.
That's sports.
That's sports? You call that a sports cast?
No, I don't. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
I got golf
news.
Out
of here.
I have golf news.
Okay.
So...
Go.
Sorry.
Did you see the story about the camel on the golf course? It's one of those things you really kind of had to see. Have you seen this, Grace?
No, I missed that.
And it wasn't in John Daly's mouth?
Oh, good. Nice.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Camel on the golf course.
God, I love that. Yeah, a runaway circus camel led Australian police in a chase through traffic before the animal attempted to evade capture on a golf course. Now, what's interesting about this is the photograph. Now, I know this is somewhat visual, but I want to try to I'll show this to you, Grace.
Okay.
Now, Grace, come over here. I want you to look at the photograph, and with the utmost of delicacy, I want you to describe something about this photograph that may be unusual.
Giant schlong.
The camel's got a...
It would appear that the camel is in the excited mode. According to this news account, and I'm quoting here, a picture of the escaped camel shared online shows what appears to be a huge erection. However, on closer inspection,
Amelia Earhart.
It's a person's arm who is behind the camel.
No.
And his arm just happens to be coming out of the groin area.
Elbows don't look like that.
It really does look like he's looking for a lady camel. To have some fun with.
That lipstick tube is fully
out. This one on Australian?
Yeah. Do you see it?
You still have it up?
Camel escapes Darwin Circus.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's obviously his arm, yeah.
But if you didn't know that going in, it really does look like a
looks
like a giant schlong.
Just look at it real quick. It looks kind of small compared to what the camel would be carrying.
Okay, now that I stare at it, but... from far away.
But at first it was identified as being something else. I mean, a camel on a golf course, that I'd be more happy with that in Australia than one of those deadly snakes or an alligator.
That's true. There's a lot of kangaroos in Australia.
You know, they have venomous ducks.
Yes, there are, Grace.
No, I'm saying...
Did you know that there are...
Jesus. There are
a lot of penguins in Antarctica. It's amazing.
I'm out. I'll see you guys later.
What did I tell you? What did I tell Josh? I thought I'd be the one to walk out for
No, they're like squirrels.
Of course
they're
they
common
are.
Common as they...
So are they on golf courses all the time, I assume?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay.
I'm just going to shut up.
Did you see that? I'm just saying, if you're on a golf course and you see a camel, it's not as scary as seeing an alligator.
Correct.
And sure. And it's kind of natural. I assume the camel would be standing in a sand trap. Home sweet home. Where are the rest of the fellas? Hey, could you give me a pitching wedge? There's a giant camel turd that is housing my ball.
What? Ew.
Anyway, once again, sitting in for Christy Lee, it's Grace. Has anybody had an update from Christy? Did she get socked by those tornadoes?
No, I haven't heard from her.
Did they have tornadoes or just water spouts?
Tornadoes over the water. Water spouts.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. I know that she's on the coast, somewhere on the coast of Outer Banks of North Carolina, apparently experiencing some severe weather. She's got 2 weeks. I'm sure she'll have some very nice days.
Sure.
And that's when the sunburn will kick.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, did you really not get any sleep last night?
Yes, I really didn't. It's a long story.
Wow. You are one giant crab bucket.
Okay, we'll move forward here. We have a little treat coming up from Mr. Obvious.
Okay.
Very excited about that.
Huh.
And our sunburn, new sunburn cure will be coming up in a matter of moments. But right now we turn to the news desk with the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Grace, what have you got going?
Sure. Let me see.
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Bob and Tom.
I'm leaving.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
Hey, Floyd.
I've enjoyed your Gangnam Style approval.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah, I like that song, too.
Put a hop in my step today. Boy, it's amazing what those Viet Cong could do once they put the minds to it, of course.
I don't think Cy was up Vietnamese. I think he was career.
Charlie is in charge.
Resurfacing on the news, talking about Amelia Earnhardt is showing up again. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Did her plane have a 300 like her Diddy's car did? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
That would be, that'd be Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Earnhardt.
Certainly a fair question. once again, if you suffered through the History Channel, which, by the way, the History Channel may not be able to use the name the History Channel anymore. Maybe it should just be Stuff We Made Up Channel.
They may have to convert to the Hitler Channel
again,
at some point.
That's what they used to be. The Big H used to stand for Hitler every show, every night. Hitler.
Or aliens.
What
since when were aliens a part of our history?
Hey.
If you watch Ancient Aliens,
that's right.
You might see that they were a part of our history.
Nope.
Oh, really?
No, really? They don't exist. I'm going to keep going on with my life.
Are they Scientologists now? Let's move forward.
That's
here.
A volcano. That's the... Never
mind. Mm-hmm.
Now, Grace doesn't like a show I like.
Now, Grace,
that's almost every show that we ever discuss in capacity.
Grace, you've established one thing. You're an authority on kangaroos.
Obviously.
So now,
I have a picture with a kangaroo.
Just a second. If we have kangaroos on a golf course, I have a technical question.
Yes?
Yes.
There's camels on the golf course. Why...
Grace said there were kangaroos in the golf course.
No, I'm saying in Australia, they're just as common as squirrels are to us here. What?
Hey, can we have...
Did you guys know?
I
just read this. Fish are the squirrels of the sea.
We need to have the little lady from Poltergeist come in here and cleanse this room. I don't know what's happened.
I have a technical question for Grace.
Hates each other. Come on now.
I'm leaving the country tomorrow.
Let's get together.
If you're playing golf with a kangaroo.
Try to love one
Is
another.
The kangaroo, does right. he still have the PGA regulation 14 clubs in his pouch? Or can he?
He's got the room for it.
Okay, but I mean, can you go over 14?
That's the reason you went back to that?
Yep.
That?
100%.
I'm sorry.
Clubs in his pouch?
I'm trying to inject some facts into this show other than just your bitter
me
attitude.
We're gonna do this until we get it right.
No, seriously, really.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're dropping the needle, remembering days gone by. Anybody?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, sure. You got this one? Who was it?
This is Brian Adams, Cuts Like a Knife, coming at you.
Nice. Are you going to hit the post?
Here it comes.
Here's the post right here. Driving home
this evening. Great. Could've sworn we had it all. We're dropping the needle, and we're actually going to be physically dropping the needle come Monday because we're having them reinstall the turntable in our studio.
We have the turntable here. We just don't have vinyl. I have maybe 10
earlier.
Albums here, but...
Yeah, I've got a handful at my house still. I'll grab them. There may be some down the hall when we open the sealed building next door.
We have a sealed building?
We do have a sealed building.
As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, what do you got there? Oh, yeah. Old Eagles vinyl.
We do this one here.
Okay.
How about the old Bob and Tom White album?
Are you going to cue it on the air? They're legal.
Oh, yeah. You got to prove that it's a turntable, Bob.
Sure,
yeah.
I'll cue it up.
Okay.
Wah, 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 wah.
Okay. No,
what was that?
That's a scare.
You sound like James Stewart.
Harvey?
That's Chick's best impression. Please, go ahead, Chick.
Mr. Potter! Building and loan. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like that a lot.
There you go. That's the sound.
There we go.
You don't hear that anymore.
No, you don't. You sure
don't. Good intro. In a minute.
Hear it?
Here it comes now.
Hear the sound?
Here it comes now. Oh,
is this Witchy Woman?
No.
On the Border.
Oh, okay.
Great song.
Which album is this?
On the Border.
On the Border.
What else is on here?
Already Gone.
Yeah.
I think the Eagles really hit their stride with this
one. One of my favorite songs, Tom Waits, Old 55.
Oh, great one. Great one.
James
Dean. Is that
70s?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And
is that their
big
album,
hit, Best of My Love, is on here.
Okay.
That's the actual album we used here on the station for.
I know.
Look at
this
that.
Might
I'm surprised
be.
It sounds as good.
Yeah. It really does sound good. Might have been the album that Glenn Frey got pissed when he found out Don Henley sang better than he did. So.
Could have been.
They're both great. Give them a break. They're both fantastic. They're all
fantastic.
The bass player is an excellent singer too, Randy Meister.
Yeah.
We are dropping the needle literally now. We've got a couple things going. I want to get back to. We had that story about is it Procter and Gamble and the Charmin Make a Wedding on a Toilet Paper contest?
Yes.
That's real.
A wedding dress.
What did I say?
Just make a wedding
out of toilet
make
paper.
Make a wedding dress.
That'd be rough.
Yeah.
Make a wedding dress out of toilet paper.
You could make paper flowers. You always made.
There's a there's a website for it. It's a nice contest if you're a seamstress or whatever.
Or a tailor.
Someone sent us a nice drawing. Again, why I love the fax machine. Someone did a little drawing for us. I don't know if you can see this. it's entitled T-Rex Trying. Bob, can you describe the drawing?
It's a T-Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
With little tiny arms holding a roll of toilet paper. Obviously, he can't reach.
No wonder he was so upset. Wouldn't that make anybody crabby?
Yes.
We need to have this copy to put on our website, please. Now, one of the other things we've been talking about today is this article in Cosmo about unfortunate exchanges with your doctor at the gynecological examination, et cetera, et cetera. This comes to us once again via the fax machine.
Right.
My first gyno exam, 17 years old. My mom is in the room with me.
Oh, that ain't good.
The doctor says, well, these hips were made for childbirth.
Oh. Are you kidding me, Clark?
Really? 17 years old with mom there.
Man.
Oh, my God.
How about this one, Christy? My gynecologist used to send appointment reminders in the mail a week before the appointment.
Sure.
This reminder included the caution not to douche for 3 days before the appointment in huge red letters. These were mailed on postcards.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That's a little inappropriate.
That is. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you're not supposed to douche.
Before the appointment, you mean?
You're not really supposed to do it ever.
Yeah, I think that may have been created by...
Yeah, that kind of has been
by advertising
washing out all the good bacteria that you need.
Mm-hmm. It's a self-cleaning oven. We all know.
I was reading some very startling reports about sanitizer too, Tom. About hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer,
yeah.
My favorite thing in the
world. Yeah, I think you need to back off.
Yeah, he's sanitizing us to the bone.
Yeah, and it can be very toxic.
We actually have a letter from
you. Actually, you're erasing your body's ability to create.
Thank
an
you,
immune
Vince.
System.
Here we go. Could I get to this, please?
All right.
Not me.
This is on topic.
I'm saying nothing.
I dated a woman who went in for her yearly exam. While waiting for the doctor to come in, she went over to that thing on the wall she assumed was hand sanitizer, squirted her hands. It was KY.
Oh. Oops. Wow.
That's my favorite thing, though, the wall-mounted hand sanitizer things. I've been thinking of putting those on the
Since
house.
You're ready.
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to bring in that article.
Shades of gray.
Okay.
Oh, bitch.
This one's really creepy. I can't read the whole thing, but it involves this woman writes.
Oh, my.
This woman writes that... there was this particular thing going on during the thing, and the doctor said, well, you should think sexy thoughts while I'm doing this.
Really?
Yeah, that's incredibly creepy.
Wow, okay.
Wow, I can't even
he
read the
said
whole,
that?
Yeah, I can't
my
read the whole thing.
My guy has stuff on the ceiling, like a
like
mobile,
what?
Or there's like a
Oh,
poster.
Things to look at, not...
Yeah,
okay.
Things to look at.
I thought you meant...
stuff on the ceiling, my
like those
God.
Yeah, you know, wow.
That's impressive.
Well, glow in the dark stars, the constellations and stuff?
Not glow in the dark stars.
But when you say stuff in the ceiling, I thought, well, first of all, it's very impressive you can get it that high, but that's really just not appropriate.
Get your mind out
a lot of
the
gutter. Oysters.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk to our young married guy here. The guy representing the youthful marriage, it's comedian Ryan Dalton. Ryan, you've been married for a couple of years. I'm kind of putting you in the spot because through the glass, your beautiful wife.
Oh, I can feel the lasers in the back of my skull.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So how much chloroform did it take you to get her to agree to get married?
Well, she was having cataract surgery, and that's when I moved in.
Is that what you met her? Yeah.
Like, oh, I look great, don't I, from behind those fuzzy goggles.
She's a beautiful woman. You're a handsome man. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding here. Is your ability to communicate with your wife served by your wit and charm and jocular personality?
You would think. Communication has changed. It used to be when she needed something, she'd do this thing where she asked.
Yeah,
that's that question is mutated into a blanket statement. It used to go, Ryan, could you get this for me? Could you do this for me? It has mutated into, we need. Here are some examples of we need.
Yeah?
The garage is a little dirty. We need to clean the garage.
Oh, okay.
The lawn's looking a little long. We need to mow
the lawn.
My car's messed up. We need to really? We need to fix your car? Like, what is a team building exercise? What are you, more of a muffler chick or a transmission gal? How about we need to have sex with me more often? Because we're tired of masturbating in the shadows.
Hello?
We're ashamed of us.
Uh-huh. You know, she's right behind you.
You said that your wife was becoming a nurse. I think she's picked the wrong profession.
Oh, yeah?
She needs to become a personal trainer. Because when you go to the personal trainer, here's
they
what they
do. They do the same thing, huh?
Okay. We're going to do 10 of these. No. I'm going to do 10 of these.
You're going
to watch, and you're going to count like this. 1, 2, distracted looking around the room. I've done 4 more. 3, 4.
I hate that. Yeah. I count, and then I'll say, excuse me, you've lost count.
Yeah.
I do.
You sound like a real joy when you work out. 1, 2. Wow. Well, I got
right.
Christy at 2. I'm going to go take a Valium.
Okay, we're going to do 12 squat thrusts. No, there's no we. That's they don't know how to count, and they don't know what we means. So you get a chance, go to bobandtom.com. You can vote on whether or not you think it's sick, wrong, or immoral, or cheating to sleep with a prostitute robot. A question on everybody's mind. Here's this one. A caller wanted to know, Christy, would it be okay for a guy to use a sex robot if it looked exactly like his significant other?
Ooh. What guy would want to do that?
Well, it'd be less chatter.
Why wouldn't you
get that going?
Why wouldn't you take your wife with you then?
Yeah, why wouldn't you just have sex with your wife?
I repeat, Bob, there'd be less chatter, and you wouldn't be assigned.
I like talking to my wife.
Ryan, you wouldn't be assigned any tasks to do.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Until they design a robot that will actually ask you to do things after this.
Thank you.
There you go. Yes.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
You are the best ever. Please cut the lawn.
Yeah, that's the robot designed by a woman.
Okay. That's right.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
Some of the other things on our
it's
survey page.
Wrong.
All right, what else
do you have
got?
Sex with the lights on or off?
On.
On.
I strobe light.
Strobe light.
Makes it look like you're going a million miles an hour, doesn't it?
Whatever, you're a rave, a glow stick.
Finding Mr. Goodbar.
Our audience, about 70% said they want the lights on.
Yeah, I like to see what's going on.
Yeah, I like to see it.
I like to see what's there.
I like looking around.
What's what?
Keep getting some chatter going like a Little League game. Yeah.
Hey,
let's go.
Lights on, sound off.
Here we go. Here's another question.
No music?
No music. I like listening to the sounds.
Of her.
It's more or less like a like a spatula full of mashed potatoes been smashed on a wet floor.
Be like that.
One of that?
Hold on.
Some of that? Is that familiar?
God. That's, of course, the zany putty.
I've said it before, but I was wrong. This is the bottom.
it is the bottom.
This is
it's the bottom.
I've said that with the lights on and off.
No wonder it was making such a weird sound.
Yeah, there you go.
This is zany putty. Here you go.
You're listening to A Little Extra. Bob and Tom Extra.